The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And they start the second half by fouling Andre Drummond.
What?
Well, they got K.J.
Like
McDaniel, who spent a lot of the year.
So they're going to foul him again. They're going to foul him out.
In the D-League.
K.J. McDaniels is expendable. There it is.
And it's
in the penalty. That means it really impairs, I think, Houston's ability to play defense because they can't touch anybody.
Has picked up all four fouls.
He's going to set an NBA record for fouling out. How'd you like to be that guy?
He misses fifth. That's a little bit insulting.
Yeah.
Say, you are expendable, buddy.
I'm sorry, it didn't work. That's it. That's all I'll say about that guy.
Well, a lot of things didn't work for those guys last night. I guess we probably have to talk about them. And a lot more to get to. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John E Football, at Degenerates975. You could also text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. We're only a couple days away from the two of the last three meaningful football games. So let's have some fun today. Hope everybody's having a great Thursday. Man, I do not know how you guys do it every day. Driving home at 5:30 yesterday.
Oh.
Goodness gracious.
Not great, right?
Yes, I have much more respect for why sometimes our listeners are in awful moods.
Yeah.
Or certainly more understanding, I would say. So anyway, but just relax. We'll get you home. What's going on, Mr. Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that, man. What's going on with you?
Not a damn thing. Just happy to be here. Hoping we'll have a fun show today. Hoping that we'll perform better than the Rockets did, which shouldn't be too hard.
Not the best showing. And I'll be the one who does it. I know nobody else wants to do it. I'll put the proverbial tombstone on that team. It's not going to happen. They're just not. They're not good. They're just not a good team, and it's not like they don't have some good players, because they do. But they're not hungry. They're just no good.
You know what? Offensively, they're fine. The problem is they can't play defense, and it's not that they can't. It's they won't.
They don't. There's no effort.
They don't even try, and that's the thing that would frustrate me if I'm, you know, Rocket season ticket holder and person who watches every single game. At some point, you know, I would just eject on this team, because there's nothing worse than a bunch of guys out there who don't care and don't try hard enough on defense. And you see it all the time. You know when they try? It's when they play a good team. It's like, yeah, Oh, we'll get up for this. And then you get fooled into thinking, well, when the playoffs come around, they'll just pick up their defense and they'll be fine. No, they're not. They're not going to be fine.
I just don't understand. Well, I don't understand a lot. I don't understand how they, what the fall off is from last year. I said multiple times last year, I thought they were overachieving. I said coming into this season, I thought there would be a regression. I had no idea it was going to be this.
No.
You know what I mean? I thought regression meant, you know, maybe they win one playoff series and go home. I didn't think regression meant they were all of a sudden a 500 basketball team and might not make the playoffs.
Well, they're fortunate that the rest of the West sucks.
Yeah.
They're going to make the playoffs, but they're not going to.
Oh, we'll see.
I mean,
I don't think they're a lock by any stretch.
Well, I do. I look at the teams behind them, and I don't see any team there that you go, oh, yeah, they're going to catch them. And they're making the playoffs. They're just not going to do anything when they get there.
They'll make the playoffs, and they'll have to play the Warriors or the Spurs in the first round. And
Most likely the Spurs.
That'll be the end of it.
And that'll be the end of it, yeah. And they'll be lucky to win a game in that series. But
even if let's say best case scenario, they get up to the 5 seed, they're not beating the Clippers this year. Like the top four, the gap between the top four and the rest of the West, I think is pretty significant.
I'll go top three. I still think the Clippers will clipper in the playoffs.
They might, but the Clippers right now are playing fantastic ball.
You know, they played fantastic ball a lot last year, too, and then they blew a 3-1 lead. I just don't trust them.
The Clippers will still stop the dog crap out of this team.
Well, they won't play them, so it won't matter.
The Rockets, I don't know how this happened. I don't know what the cause for the total collapse is, but it's really shameful. And I don't know if they got the big heads. I don't know what it is. But this is not a good team. I'm not saying it's not a great team. I'm saying it's not a good team.
They are what their record is. They're a mediocre team.
They're a middle-of-the-road
team. They're 22-22. That's exactly where they should be at this stage of the season.
And guess what? Last night, the better team won. The Pistons are a better team than the Rockets. That's crazy to me to say that out loud, but that's true. The Pistons are a better team than the Rockets right now.
It's funny. They're actually the same distance behind Memphis as they are ahead Sacramento. So I think they're safe in the playoffs unless they get a bunch of injuries and just suddenly go on a 10-game losing streak. But the frustrating thing about these guys is that you look at James Harden's stat line last night and you think, wow, what a game this guy had.
But you watch the game.
33 points, 17 rebounds, 14 assists.
Right.
Now, if you just – and this is where statistics can be very misleading.
On the surface, great game for James Harden.
Yeah, on the surface. But he was awful on defense. He was 9 of 22 from the field. He's minus 11 on plus-minus and 6 turnovers.
Yeah.
And
– he had 33 points because he made all his free throws.
Yeah.
Typical James Harden fashion, which – okay. But it's interesting. That combined with – their strategy for attempting to win by basically forcing Andre Drummond to shoot 36 free throws in the game. And listen, Andre Drummond's a terrible free throw shooter. I don't think it's a horrible idea to do something like that. I think 36 times, maybe a little bit excessive. And I think that them doing that had something to do with why they were unable to get into an offensive rhythm. And at the end of the day, they gave up 35 points at the free throw line.
Drummond was 13 of the 36. But somebody was tweeting me last night, saying, well, the Pistons shot 59 free throws and the Rockets only shot 18. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was the Rockets' plan, was to go and foul him. And you know what? That's
Like they thought the officiating was off?
I think that was the implication.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That was their game plan. They basically said, we don't need KJ McDaniels. Let's just go in there and foul him 5 times.
In 1 minute.
In 1 minute.
1 minute. Ugh. But
Harrell was essentially the same thing. He didn't do anything except go in there and foul. That was their game plan, was we're going to go in, we're going to use our fouls up on this guy, we're going to make him shoot. And you know, when you lose the one guy on this team who is a physical presence is Dwight Howard. You take him away, what was it, a minute into the game?
Yeah, he played a minute, basically.
And I guess they basically said, well, we give up. So this will be our new strategy. I don't get that. I don't get it at all.
They're just, they're a hard team to watch. And last year they were a hard team to watch, but they played hard. And, that made a difference. But they don't play hard. They rise to the occasion when they feel like it. And that's just embarrassing. 713-780 ESPN Taylor says Rockets are sandbagging so they can play the Warriors in the first round. It's all part of the plan. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, he is kidding.
They want to show who's best on the biggest stage.
Yeah, good luck with that. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And striving for success is when your best player plays D like it's an STD. He's scared to catch, you're going, an STT scared to catch, you're going to be horrible. And that's what it is. I mean, he's not playing defense, and none of the other, really nobody else is except for Dwight Howard when he's out there.
Yeah. Well,
listen, it's hard to watch, man.
I said it when they got him. I understand why you bring in a guy like James Harden, but James Harden is not a guy I would want to build my team around. And you see what you're getting when you build around, you build your franchise around a guy who doesn't care about playing defense. He is a stat stuffing. He's just a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I thought last year, the fact that people were clamoring for him to be the MVP was laughable. Because even last year, when he made arguably the best effort we've ever seen him give defensively, it's still like, you know, a third of what most guys give on the defensive end.
Yeah, I don't think it was laughable. I mean, there was a reason he finished second in the MVP voting. It's Steph Curry was better.
I think it's laughable. I think it's laughable.
I think that's silly.
That a guy who plays one side of the ball is even in consideration.
I mean, that was one of the differences last year. He actually did play defense. He played at a much better level than he had certainly the year before, and certainly that he did this year.
Well, that's like I said, last year was the best defensive effort he's ever given, but that doesn't mean it was good.
He was above average defensively.
No,
last
he was
year.
Not.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't. You think he was an above average NBA defender? That's the dumbest thing you've said in the 10 minutes we've been on air.
This is just your...
No, he's better than James Harden has ever been. That doesn't make him an above-average NBA defender.
He played very good defense. Like, go look at the steal numbers.
Good Lord. All right.
For him, yes. And
for him, but yes, say, but not but, for I mean, an NBA player. Especially for a star NBA player.
There's a lot of star NBA players that don't play any defense, AJ.
Who? Him? Carmelo? Who else?
Well, Carmelo's a star, is he not?
Yeah, who else, though?
Guys take nights off all the time, man.
Guys don't take seasons off. James
Harden didn't last year. I know you hate the guy, and I know you think he's garbage. You can't take away what he did last year, but that's the frustrating thing to me. He's not doing it this year.
He was good
last year.
He's
not even trying. He was more than good. Come on, man.
But he wasn't an above-average NBA defender last year.
Oh, come on, man.
He was better than what the par that he set has been.
Well, I think he was better than that, but it doesn't matter. He's not doing it this year. And he didn't do it the year before that. And the rest of the guys are following along.
Until that dynamic changes, which it's not going to, this team is, they're stuck in the mud.
No, I agree. But let's not dismiss what he did last year. That's kind of silly.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm
not dismissing. He had a great season. But to say it's laughable
that he was in the MVP conversation is silly.
I stand by that. No, it's not.
He was second in the voting. Everybody who covers the league thought he was in the conversation.
I know. It's laughable.
Okay. So everybody else is wrong and you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure that happens all the time. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I'll make something really clear. I'm not saying the guy's playing good defense this year, that he's anywhere near above average. I said last year he was above average. The efficiency stats back that up. And by the way, you know where he was in steals last year in the league? It's one of the few defensive stats we can actually count. Sixth in the league in steals. Trevor Ariza was seventh. You know where he is this year?
Not there.
Take a wild guess, because it's just one stat, but it kind of tells the whole story.
Where Ariza or Harden?
Both of them.
Outside the top 20.
Ariza doesn't show up at all.
Okay.
Harden is 26th.
Okay. And I want to apologize because I kind of made it sound like I'm bad-mouthing Carmelo, who's having one of the best seasons he's ever had, mostly because he stopped playing selfish basketball and started playing some defense and is becoming an actual team player and looks like kind of like everybody hoped he would look when he came to the NBA. So I shouldn't totally crap on Carmelo Anthony because he's doing exactly what I wish James Harden would do.
But that's the frustrating part about, and I think it's a fair comparison in a lot of ways, because Harden did it last year. He came in camp in shape. He was embarrassed because of that video that went out that showed him not playing defense. And that's why they were good last year. That's why they got where they were.
I guess.
This
he got over it.
He got over it in a hurry. He got his $200 million from Adidas, and now he doesn't care about playing defense. And, you know, but I think it's silly to dismiss what he did last year.
I'm not dismissing it. He had a fantastic season. I just don't think he was the second best player in the league last year.
Yeah, well, you can let that go. It's over. I mean, but he certainly, to say it was laughable that he was in the MVP conversation.
No, I think it's laughable that people were crying that he didn't win it.
Well, I don't think he should have. I think the right guy won. But I also think he deserved to be in that conversation. If Steph Curry hadn't had the year he had last year, I think he should have been MVP.
I would have voted for LeBron James.
You vote for LeBron every year.
That's because LeBron's a better player than James Harden.
Yeah, but you have to also look at what kind of season they had. You would have voted. You didn't like it when Derrick Rose won either, even though he had the team with the best record and he had a pretty good year. So, 713-780-ESPN.
Because Derrick Rose wasn't the best player that year.
Okay. Let's grab a phone call. We get it. You love LeBron above all else. Leo, what's up? Leo, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
AJ, you're right. Don't back off of what you're saying. James Harden does not play defense. Dave, I like you, man, but you are wrong.
Well, first off, I'm not Dave. And if you paid any attention to what I just said, knucklehead, I said he's awful this year. I said he was good last year. And go back and look at the efficiency numbers. He was good last year. He was above average as a defender. This year, he's garbage. So, my God, are we going to do this again today where you people just make crap up again? Thank you. I mean, that was my whole point, right? That he is playing defense like a bleeping bum this year compared to what he did last year. And last year was an outlier. Last year was the one year he actually went out and did it. And that's what you should be frustrated about if you're a fan of his. Look, I don't like the guy, okay? I don't. I don't like his game, but he's your star. And when he's half-assing it on that end of the floor, which he's now done, you know, early on in his career at Oklahoma City, played defense.
Well, if you remember when he came into the league from Arizona State, I didn't know how good he'd be in the NBA because I kind of thought he was a defensive specialist. In college, the guy was all about defense. Which lets you know it's not about his ability to defend. It's about effort.
Well, yeah, that's the point I was making. All I was saying is, hey, he did it last year. Why can't he do it again? You get that level of defense out of him, this ain't a 500 team. But you're not getting it. And I don't think you're going to.
No.
713-780-ESPN. Now, yeah, everybody's calling me Dave. Mike D tweets me and says, retire, please. Pay me $4 million. I'll leave. I'll retire. Number's gone way up because I make more money now. So you want to get rid of me? $4 million. Write the check. As soon as it clears, boom, retired. Otherwise, change the channel. Let's try Nolan. What's up, Nolan?
Hey, sports guys.
What's up, man?
Hey, couple quick things I think Rockets fans got to realize. I personally think the team's a little different than what it is last year. One, I think, and you guys can agree to disagree, and I'll probably get a lot of flack for this, but one, Demo being out a majority of this year, I think has a lot to do with maybe our interior defense, our rebounding, and our rotation. Two, I think not going after and re-signing Josh Smith, I think we miss him more than people think we do. He was a defender. He was a shot blocker, you know, gave us some effort. You know, yeah, did he probably play a little bit better than most of us expected? Yes. But I think right now the Rockets' problem right now is you know, I hear all this talk, do we trade Harden? Do we trade Howard? You trade Dwight Howard, you go from maybe one of the worst defensive teams to absolutely the worst defensive teams. You know, and I just think the rotation right now is – you know, we have offensive players on this team. That's what we have. And I don't think we have defensive players that are going to step up and give us what we got, you know, give us what they gave us last year.
Well, I'll say this. As far as the Demo thing, I mean, you were without Dwight Howard almost all of last year.
Well, you missed. Demo doesn't play defense.
Yeah. I mean, they've got more defensive presence in the middle than they did all last year because Dwight Howard's healthy. As far as Josh Smith, I don't know if you've watched many Clippers games this year, and if you have watched, you've watched the ones where Josh Smith has actually gotten off the bench, but Josh Smith can't play anymore.
He's right that he did play defense for him last year pretty well. And the other thing that he did,
but he's shooting 38% this year.
And
38.
He kind of had those stretches last year where he was just awful at times, and then he'd heat up. The one thing they do kind of miss that he brought when Dwight's in there, they don't have another guy who's a good interior passer who gets Dwight the ball down there. And he did that pretty well when they did the pick and roll, especially in the playoffs. But you need something like that. But Demo doesn't play defense. He's not going to help you.
I don't think Josh Smith was the answer. I don't think trading Dwight Howard is the answer either. And I always say this in the NBA, it's hard to trade your stars because it's hard to get equal value back. But the problem is if you were going to trade one of your stars, Dwight's the only tradable one. You're never going to get close to another James Harden back. You're just not.
It almost never works in the NBA to when you trade the best guy in the trade, you almost never get enough back. And I mean, what you need is Harden to be Harden of last year defensively and offensively too. He's scoring a lot of points, but his shooting has not been the same.
Who, Harden?
Yeah. You need that guy to be what he was last year. And he's not. And if that's his career year and this is the best you're ever going to get, then, yeah, his team's never going to be good enough no matter who you put around him. And I think trading Dwight would make some sense.
But who do you get back?
Well, and that's the question. And just clearing cap room, is that really going to get you another player?
I don't know.
Come on, Dave, what do you think about the blizzard that's about to hit the East Coast, Dave?
The Miami trade keeps coming up. Maybe it happens. You know, that'd be interesting. But I don't know. I don't know if that's. I don't know if that makes you better.
Nick said, "Would you trade Harden for Kawhi Leonard?"
I'd take Kawhi Leonard.
Although I don't know what he would do outside of that Spurs system. I think he's a great player.
You know what he'll do?
He'll play defense.
He'll play defense every single minute he's on the floor. So, it might be a little bit different, but that's a guy we'll never get on the air and say, Kawhi Leonard didn't give great effort last night. That's why they lost. That will never happen. I promise you. So, I don't know. San Antonio Sports Radio, I guarantee they've never had a show where they're like, oh, the Spurs just aren't that good because Kawhi Leonard doesn't give enough effort. That will never, ever, ever happen.
Well, we could have drafted him. I mean, they had a chance to draft him, so you have no need to trade for him. But
here's the other thing.
But that's your genius GM.
Here's the other thing. If the Rockets called the Spurs and said, hey, we'll give you Harden for Kawhi Leonard, what do you think the Spurs say?
I'm guessing.
You hear a dial tone is what you. That's what they would say. You'd hear a dial tone.
Knowing Popovich, there'd probably be a phrase, and the word you would be the last part of it, I'm guessing. Anyway. God.
They had the pick right before San Antonio.
Yeah.
Didn't they take a Morris?
Yeah, they took Marcus Morris. Yeah. Oh, man.
936 says it's all Chloe's fault. Nah. I think it's... Whenever you have the best player... Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975.
From the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hashtag I'm not Dave. Although people tell me I'm wrong when I'm agreeing with you 100% on the guy this year. The disagreement was over last year. I don't get people. Maybe I should retire. Let's try John. What's up, John?
Hey,
sports to you.
Yeah, I just wanted to compare today's Houston Rockets to, like, the early 2000s with Tracy McGrady and Yao Ming. You know, we had, like, two of the top 10 players in the league, but we were never able to do anything. I think a lot has to do with the city and the people in general. So I don't really think Houston cares until we get to the playoffs. And I think by then it's already too late.
I don't know. I've heard people try to compare James Harden and Tracy McGrady, and I think you can compare James Harden and early Tracy McGrady quite a bit. I don't know how much of Tracy not being an elite defender was necessarily effort. I just don't think that's what he was built for.
But you know, this is what happens when you have when your best player is getting the most money, he's going to get the most criticism.
Yeah,
McGrady got criticized a lot. Sometimes I think unfairly, but that's your best player. So he's going to take all the heat, and Harden should too. He's getting paid the most money. He's a guy, he had the year he did last year. You're supposed to follow that up. If you're a truly great, great player, you do that year in, year out. You don't have these wild, and that's what's frustrating. And, you know, say what you want about the guy's defense, but last year, by every stat, by Hollinger's stuff, he was above average. Okay, give me average. Give me average. I'll take average. You don't even have to do what you did last year. It's not even close. And that's a frustrating thing. I just don't think the guy cares. And when you've got that, when that's your best player, you're not going to win.
No.
And that's why all these trade talks, I don't think any trade out there is going to make this team. It might not matter anyway because I don't know that you could get the best player from two other teams and be able to compete with the Warriors or Spurs this year. And I think it's just foregone unless somebody gets hurt. It's one of those two teams. You're not. There's nothing you can do short of bringing in Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and LeBron James to be able to compete with those teams this year.
I found a site that has some possible destinations for Dwight Howard.
Okay.
It's got like what they would send back in exchange. You tell me if any of these packages interest you. The Milwaukee Bucks give up Greg Monroe and Rashad Vaughn for Dwight Howard. I mean, Monroe's another, you talk about a really strong presence in the middle. He's another guy who could probably, it'd be nice to see him play a little more defense as well.
Yeah.
And Rashad Vaughn, another really good scorer. But you're not getting any help defensively with that trade. As much as I like Greg Monroe, I don't think that's good. Hornets. Rockets get Al Jefferson and Marvin Williams. Marvin Williams could be a guy that replaces what Josh Smith gave you. Al Jefferson becoming a free agent, though.
Yeah.
And I don't know that Al Jefferson solves the Rockets' issues either. How about the Nets give up Brook Lopez and Rondae Hollis-Jefferson? Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, a stud defensive player.
Yeah.
Still not the best scorer, and Lopez, again, these are all guys who are not good defensive centers. Lopez, a great scorer. How about this one? Heat get Dwight Howard and Marcus Thornton. Rockets get Luol Deng, Chris Anderson, Hassan Whiteside, Beno Udrih.
That one interests me more than the other ones.
This one's off the table now that this injury happened. It says Dwight Howard for Joakim Noah and Taj Gibson. Again, but Joakim Noah's a pending free agent. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard to the Suns for Tyson Chandler and Markieff Morris.
I don't ever want to see another Morris around here.
You're done with Morris.
Yeah, I'm out on the Morrises.
This one will make you cringe. Pelicans get Dwight Howard. Rockets get Omer Asik and Ryan Anderson.
Oh, boy. Welcome back to that 14th draft pick.
Yep. And what they think is maybe the top choice, the Celtics. The Rockets would get David Lee, Jonas Jerebko, Marcus Smart, and a draft pick. I've also heard of a package around Al Horford out of Atlanta, which would be interesting, I think. Al Horford's a good player, but I don't know.
But there's not one
again,
of those.
In every one of those scenarios, you're giving up the best player.
Yeah, and somebody brought up that Denver was pretty formidable for a couple of years after Melo left. Did they win that trade? And I would say, no, they didn't, because they didn't. You know, the goal when you do that is to at least get to the conference finals. They never did that.
Nope.
So,
I mean, what they did do was they got rid of a contract of a guy who they were never going to be able to win with.
Yeah.
And they were able to start a rebuild, which is still in progress.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Let's try Romulus.
How you guys doing today?
Sports.
Hello?
Hey, sports.
How you doing today?
We're doing sports still. What's up?
All right. Yeah, I was just chiming in.
Chime.
Yeah, chiming in on our guard. I think his problem is those Kardashians. They got some kind of kryptonite on that guy.
Maybe. I mean, that's an easy thing to point at for headlines. I mean, if the Kardashians are making James Harden not try at basketball, then. But that doesn't explain why he hasn't tried every year except for one that he's been here on the defensive end. You know what I mean? 2 years ago, he was awful defensively, and I don't even think he knew a Kardashian.
That's a thing that gets me, because he clearly was bothered by that. When that video came out and everybody talked about how lousy he was on defense, because he came back last year determined to prove that he could play defense, and he did. And they were good. And then this offseason, he just decided, hey, man, I'm getting all this money. I'm great. I don't have to work hard. You know what? You go look at that team that beat you last year. Think those guys took the summer off? Because they came back as hungry as they were last year. And that's the difference.
Yep.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Mod said this morning, Daryl Morey sounded like a wounded duck and flat out said, we are bad defensively. Well, glad he recognizes
Welcome
that.
Welcome to the party, Daryl.
Yeah, I think the rest of the city can see that. As far as the caller's talking about how the city doesn't care until the playoffs, I think
that's true.
I think it's partially true. I think you've got a group that cares about every game for the most part. But there's also almost 6 million people in Houston proper now, so they all don't have to care until the playoffs. It has nothing to do with how the players play. I need to read something first. I have lunch out with ESPN 97.5 every Friday. John and Raheel, followed by Unfiltered, will broadcast live beginning at 10 a.m. from Nick's Place. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, 2713 Rocky Ridge. And also, we will be out at Sam Houston tomorrow from 4 until 7. And then I'll be out there Saturday night. We'll be giving away some spots for that. Okay, I know we have a lot of new listeners. And so some of you aren't familiar with how we do things here. So I'm going to reset a couple things for you just because, you know, this is just how we've always done the show and how we're going to continue to do the show. When you call, you know, this is the Blitz, okay? That means get in fast. Don't sit there and, how you doing? But we're always doing sportsy, okay? And we're always doing great. Always. So you don't have to do all that. Just get in, drop a sports on us, get your point in. Boom. And if it's something that we need to follow up with, we'll tell you to hang on, and we'll come back to you. Otherwise, we move fast on this stuff. That way we get a chance to get people in. So I know we've kind of had a run of calls that aren't very good over the last few days, and I know it's new people. So welcome. We're glad you're here, but that's how we do things.
Hey, you want to, are you doing, do you have a gym of the day, or can I do one today?
You can do it. I've got a couple, but I'm more than happy to allow you to do it.
Okay.
It's your jingle.
Okay.
Mm, you should, you can do gym of the day anytime you want. Just don't make up stuff about last year.
Okay.
Let's try Jared. What's up, Jared?
Hey, is this Dave and Calvin?
This is us.
Hey, I got a quick thing for Les Alexander. Les Alexander needs to part ways with Daryl Morey, just like McNair and Rick Smith. They should just bring an NHL team, bring in the Hurricanes. You wouldn't even have to change the name, and let Daryl Morey run that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. I'm a hockey fan. I don't want him messing with that team.
I don't know. I think last season saved Daryl Morey for the foreseeable future.
But at some point, though, if you add it all up, I mean, he's had a lot of successes. He's had a lot of things that it's same thing with Rick Smith. You can, if you really go and look at every success versus every failure, Rick Smith isn't as bad as you think he is. But in the end, it comes down to, is this good enough? In your judgment, is this good enough? And in Daryl Morey's case, is this good enough? Yeah, the James Harden trade was a great trade to make at the time. And somebody asked, tell me again why they didn't seek Westbrook instead of Harden. Well, the Thunder
weren't looking to let Russell Westbrook get away.
No. They had decided that those were the two guys they were going to max, and they weren't going to max a third. And so that's why it was available. So, yes, you absolutely make that deal. And you can't fault a guy for not getting free agents when they choose to go elsewhere. I'm not going to blame a general manager for that. Maybe blame the Red Rowdies for showing up at Chris Bosh's place. But in general, that kind of thing is not really
home anyway.
That's not really on the GM. I mean, that's guys are going to go where they want to go. But it's when you add everything up, you look at some of the successes, you look at some of the failures. The question is it good enough? And last year, you would have said yeah. In this year, you look at the makeup of the team. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he's got a few weeks here before the trade deadline to move some pieces and maybe get some guys in here who play a little defense, and maybe the team improves and wins a playoff series. That's probably good enough. But for Les, it's always been championships, and you know, it's been an awful long time. There are people listening to this show that were not alive when the Rockets won a championship that are actually out doing things with their life now. So yeah, I think it's easy to point. Well, you have to point the finger at Morey now, don't you? Because you got rid of the coach.
Yeah.
That was your move. When you did that early, who else are you going to blame now?
Who else can you Who else can you pay?
So it's all going to fall on, it's going to fall on James Harden. It's going to fall on Daryl Morey.
I still think the biggest mistake they made was firing Kevin McHale when they did.
Yeah, I thought that was too soon.
Because now it's pretty obvious that he wasn't the problem. And,
yeah.
You know, it's too late to do anything about it.
Yeah, well, can't bring him back.
Nope. Well, you probably could.
You could, but boy, that would look really stupid. Be like, sorry, just kidding, Kevin. Can you come back? Metten says, that book you guys got is brilliant. You guys have the best show in Houston. Thank you. I'm Dave, though, apparently. Yeah, if you haven't checked out the book yet, available at podcastarena.com, and if you're going to the track, get that Acing Racing. It's pretty good too.
Somebody sent us a Twitter message today talking about, hey, I bought the book and everything, but you're pretty much it's a bunch of amateur stuff. You need to follow me if you want real winners. Listen to the show every day. I was like, all right.
No, he said it was more geared towards amateurs, which I don't know what would give that away. Maybe it's in the title where it says a beginner's guide. Maybe just a thought. That was kind of the target audience. But you know, if you're a person who wants me to follow you for picks, it's not going to happen. But mainly because I get sick of getting spammed with stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, bet this. Well, I do my own homework and I do my own stuff. So Appreciate you listening, though.
By the way, 4-0 in college hoops last night.
Yeah.
I gave them all to the people, too.
Yep. Yep. Well done. Amateur. Ignorant amateur. That's what you are.
Yep.
All right. Can we talk about something other than the damn... What was that, John?
Oh, no, it just stops.
Well, were you starting the music because we're going to break, or...
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You don't sound confident.
I'm confident.
Because we can keep going. We got more stuff here.
I don't even want to wait until Gym of the Day. I just want to talk about this story that's happening.
Well, can we do this, though? Can we agree no more Rockets the rest of the show?
I don't, okay.
I mean, I mean, a lot of people want to talk about them, though, so. I mean, I'm kind of writing them off is what I'm doing. I think you are, too.
Let's bang through some calls on the other side.
Okay. And then
I wanted to get into this other story that has nothing to do with sports, but I find totally hilarious.
Jeremy, how about we have Steve Harvey tell Mikhail he's back? Yeah, that's what it was. No, wait. It wasn't you we were going to fire. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.